on the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again.
Ow!
On the road again.
I love that song.
Going places that I've never been.
John, in your new role at Farm's Choice, you're on the road a lot.
A lot.
You're all over the state.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Where was your last road trip?
Last road trip was to, well, actually I made a delivery to a nursery in Star Valley and Payson, but Yuma, I'll be going back to Yuma again probably Monday.
Yeah?
Yeah, spent a lot of time in Yuma.
Like you say, Wilcox. They're getting everything
yes, they are.
Ready.
Yes, they are. Yeah, it's, if you haven't ever, you know, a lot of people, to Yuma is just a way to, you know, you stop
right.
and go to the bathroom on the way
right.
to San Diego. But if you, and we do that in July or August, but go back to Yuma in November, December, January, February, and get off the beaten track and drive around a little while. It, you would be amazed at the productivity and the agriculture and the produce and all the stuff. It's just, I think it's fascinating. I'm just, maybe I'm weird, but.
Now, answer me this. You were talking about a place you just stop and go to the restroom and get a drink. That was always Christopher Creek Lodge for me until they built the bypass.
Yeah.
I haven't taken the loop since the bypass.
Really?
Is Christopher Creek Lodge still
open?
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I need to get back in there and get myself a piece
of pie.
Yeah,
the old landmark, the old Christopher Creek store and bar has been rebuilt.
Okay.
And it's a nice place to sit, and they have live music, and then the Creekside restaurant is there and the little store, and it's actually, once I think they got past the fact of having that traffic through there and losing some business, it's now probably nicer because you can get off, it's quiet, and you don't have to worry about pulling off a busy highway and having a busy highway. But
Christopher
Creek Lodge is in nice shape. It looks really good. People are taking good care of it.
Next trip up, I'm going to pull off and have myself a piece of pie.
There you go.
What are our takeaways for this hour? Don't give up hope in the garden and the lawn, right?
Well, you know, in back east when it's wintertime, which I think this is a great comparison, it's the dead of winter here. You know, it's a bleak season for us. People get seed catalogs out and they start thumbing through seed catalogs in the wintertime and they look and they oh, isn't that look good? And let's try that, and that variety looks good. And it's a great little encouraging way to, you know, to look at the garden and kind of hope and dream and plan. It's a great time to do that. Go to the beach. Go to White Horse Lake. Take your seed catalog with you.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm gonna get another phone call.
Yeah. Oh man.
You guys are here for another 2 hours. I'm leaving.
Yeah. Yeah. I appreciate that. Yeah. Well, my takeaway is don't give up hope because I'm, and the biggest takeaway for this hour is listen, Arizona. And listen to me really close when I have to say this. You ought to get down and thank the good Lord that we have 115-degree weather. Because if we didn't, there'd be 20 million people here.
Oh, yeah.
We'd be Southern California. Yeah, who wants that?
It'd be like this all the way to Southern California. Like,
it would.
There would be no in between.
It drives me nuts, and I've had my fill of it this year. I tell you, it's hot. I get it. But I do have a little grin inside my heart about, well, this is keeping a lot of people home, away, and out of
and,
my state.
And I got to believe, I've never lived in the snow, but you don't have to put chains on your tires, and you don't have to shovel the sidewalk or the driveway. There's got to be a lot of things that the heat is better than that.
Another takeaway, if you're out there enjoying the great state of Arizona, clean your camp up. Leave no trace.
Leave it better than you found it is what my dad always taught me as a kid.
No matter where you camp in Arizona, you can always pick up one bag of somebody else's trash.
Yep. Yeah, it's a little disheartening sometimes. And we've pulled into campsites and just been trashed.
And I'll
spend the first few hours cleaning up because I don't want to camp in that stuff.
It is the prime reason why they put permits during the summer at Fossil Creek Wilderness.
Yeah.
Because I've seen it firsthand, and I'm like, why are people putting diapers in this?
I know. I have gotten in the habit of actually writing down license plates for people that are camped in and around wherever I am. And if they've left it a mess, I call the Forest Service and I give them the license plate number. Hmm.
Be careful camping by Rosie. That's right.
I won't clean up your mess.
Pack it in, pack it out.
I tried to approach a couple guys leaving a dirty site, and I'm never going to do that again.
Yeah, no, probably not a good idea.
But I am going to call the Forest Service and turn in license plate numbers, I'll tell you.
There you go.
When we get back, we're going to be talking about convertible space inside your house right here at Rosie on the House.